Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing all things Nashville Predators. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predator centerman Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford. Matt joins us every Wednesday here at 8:45. Matt, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, how are you?
We are doing well. Matt, we spent a lot of the show today talking about this day a year ago, obviously a tornado ripping through our area. And I know Nashville to you has been a place that's been very special for a long time, not just since you became a member of the Predators and started to play here. What do you remember about this day a year ago, waking up to the news that a tornado had ripped through our area here, and just the images and the devastation in the aftermath of that?
We had flown out. We played a game at home and flew out after. And I remember landing and seeing a bunch of texts from my wife about a tornado. And at one point, it was actually headed down towards us in Brentwood. And then it kind of U-turned and went right through the city, obviously. So it was crazy. I mean, I can't believe it's already been a year. I mean, it's just This year of COVID has felt crazy. It feels like it's still March of last year. You know, it's like everything's kind of been on pause. So kind of crazy. And it was great, you know, to be able to help out a little bit last year, raising some, like, all those items and getting everything, it was amazing to see how the city came together and supported one another. And that was incredible to see for sure. And obviously, you know, it hurt to see that kind of stuff to the city. Like you said, I love it here and I love this town and this is our home. It was hard to see, and I'm hoping everybody is hanging in there and doing okay. Obviously it's a year later, but stuff like that can take a toll for a while.
Yeah, I'm with you, Matt. It feels like about 10 years, you know, since that, given all that has happened from then to now. On the hockey front, Matt, obviously tough day for you guys, not just the loss, but also the news of, you know, several guys who are hurt. And then, of course, Saros leaves the game last night. What's a day like that in terms of, you know, a loss is one thing, but also kind of knowing that it's going to be more of a challenge here moving forward in the short term?
Yeah, I think we got guys that can step up and fill those shoes. I think it's kind of that next man up mentality they have. I know that, you know, sometimes, in the media and on the outside, injuries can look really bad in terms of what it leaves, kind of leaves you with. But hockey's a pretty amazing sport in terms of, you know, the depth that you can have. And sometimes teams, when they have a bunch of injuries, they just, you know, guys have opportunities to audition themselves and they have a chance to have a bigger role, and guys take advantage of it. So that's what we're hoping for. And obviously the guys that we're missing will be missed, but at the same time, we don't have time to really think about that. We just got to keep moving forward. And last night, I think we played a pretty good 40 minutes. First 20 was, they came out, and they're a hard team to play against. They were a very different style team than Columbus, and we're kind of, you know, probably not quite prepared for, we were prepared, but until you get out there, you don't really know what to expect with certain teams. And they came hard at us, and they play a very, very, kind of unique style of hockey. So they came at us hard and got up 2-0. And then after that, I thought we were, you know, pretty good after that, but weren't able to tie the game up there late.
Pred centerman Matt Duchene on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, you spoke about the third period comeback there. You're down 3-0. You fight your way back to 3-2. I mean, a ton of looks there for you guys in the third period. And that's been a pretty consistently good period for you guys this year in the third. Why do you think you guys have been so much more productive in the third period? And how do you go about trying to make sure you find that throughout the course of the whole game?
Yeah, I think we play a little bit looser in the third period. Like we have a little bit more, you know, we're maybe not worried as much about making mistakes or whatever. I'm not sure. I think we've been second period started to become a better period for us. We're still, you know, our first period still aren't as productive as we'd like. You know, obviously we're a little bit offensively challenged so far this year. We haven't had many games where we've really broken out. We've got a lot of guys who are snake bitten and, you know, trying to find it. And I think the fact that we're still hanging around and hanging around 500 and finding ways to win games is a good sign. And, you know, we just got to keep working. And we're, you know, it's funny, I was talking to one of our assistant coaches yesterday, and he brings up a good point. A lot of the teams in our division are pretty much the same teams from last year. They've played together, same line combinations, everything. And we have a very new team, and there's no preseason. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little while to get your feet under you. And we're kind of getting to that point now where we're kind of knowing what we have and who we are and, you know, getting to know, we've gotten to know each other by now. So I think that's showing up in the win column more often. I mean, our last little stretch here has been better, and we just want to keep building. So each win, you can really climb in the standings. And obviously it would have been nice to take one from Carolina last night, but you know, we got another series coming up here this week, and we just want to finish this home stand strong, and then we go out on a 16-day road trip, and that's probably going to be a big part of the season. You know, you don't really have time to celebrate the wins and kind of mourn the losses this year. It's kind of right back at it the next day. So we're getting ready for tomorrow already today.
Well, speaking of a new team, different kind of team, Matt, it was obvious the reaction to the Niederreiter hit on Saros last night, in particular, you know, Ekholm and Olivier. What did you think of that play, first of all? And then do you think that this team, I guess, is better at, you know, maybe protecting its players or at reacting to things like that? How important is that?
I didn't see the hit on Juice because I was on the ice. I still haven't seen it, but I kind of just heard, like, you know, heard something kind of behind me. I mean, we have a good group of guys. We have a group that's gotten a lot, you know, has gotten closer as years gone on. And, you know, just spending that time on the road together has been good. And it's a really good group of guys, and we stick together. And Juice is, you know, playing so well. I'm hoping he's not out too long, if at all. I'm not sure what the prognosis is on him, but I think that's just something that good teams do. They stick together, and you know, you can't let that stuff slide by. So good to see.
Brett Centerman, Matt Duchesne on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, we talked to you early this year about special teams and the struggles in that department. Seems like both the power play and the penalty kill is coming around pretty nicely for you guys as of late, specifically on the power play on both units. What are you seeing out there? What do you think's been different that's allowed you guys to be more successful in that department?
I still think there's room to grow. But, yeah, it's been good, and it's funny because you start, like, special teams can single-handedly win you games. And I mean, in Detroit, we went a 2-0 game. It won us that game. We will score both in the power play. The other day against Columbus, again, special teams was huge, and our PK, has been great as well. So, you know, we're still not scoring 5-on-5 like we'd like to, but, like you said, special teams have been much better, and you can just see the difference in the wins and losses just from that. We were losing games at the start of the year solely because our special teams were not producing enough. We weren't keeping the puck out on the PK, and we weren't putting it in on the power play. So I think right now, you know, speaking about the power play, I think we've got two really good setups. We got guys in places where they're comfortable and feeling good, and I think there's still lots to build on, I think it's a step in the right direction. And I think if we just keep trying to get better as the year goes on, you're going to win games. Some nights it's, you know, it boils down to special teams. Probably every 2-3 games, I mean, it could be the difference in winning and losing. So that's where we're doing a lot better in that department, and we want to keep that going.
like you said, Matt, an incredible stretch here coming up. Florida's been one of the stories of the league this year, and, you know, just tough teams galore for the next few weeks. If there's one thing you would improve or say at, you know, this is at its top level to handle this stretch, what would it be?
I just think we got to find ways to score goals. It's been really frustrating for a lot of us, you know, as offensive guys, not to be producing. And it's not for lack of effort. It's not for lack of, you know, chances. And it just hasn't gone in, and we need it to at some point here. So it's kind of been the theme since I got here. I mean, first 10 games last year, we were really hot offensively, and then we struggled the rest of the year, and kind of the same thing this year. So I'm not sure, you know, what the answer is, but we just got to keep going, pushing forward, and, you know, at some point, hopefully, you know, things break open, we start to get our confidence and start to roll. So I think at the end of the day, that's what it's going to take.
Predator Cinnamon Matt Duchesne has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, appreciate you taking time to join us as always, and good luck starting tomorrow against Florida.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. You as well. Predator Cinnamon Matt Duchesne joins us every week here at 845 on Robbie and Rex Road. And speaking of the Nashville Predators, 102.5 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to help you continue the tradition with a hockey home gating party, and it's time to text into the game text line at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 for your chance to win the T-Mobile hockey home gate. You can watch a weekend Preds game with a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. Just text the word goalie to 615-737-1025. That's goalie to 615-737-1025. Now to enter, the winner will be contacted on Thursday, and you must be 21 or older to enter the competition. We'll be right back, react to a little bit of what Matt Duchesne had to say here in this segment. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.